it's definitely alive and well, the Garden City of Alaska.
Gardeners revive in the Lynn Canal this week with the first vernal signs of spring. And what Southeast can expect from a new redistricting map. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That much and more up next. Dave Barry, Georgiana Hotch, and Mary Lekanoff will represent Haines and Skagway in the Central Council Tlingit and Haida delegation. Elections took place late last week for the three candidates running unopposed to represent the estimated 500 members from the area. Barry and Hotch are not new to their positions, and Lekanoff isn't new to Central Council, explains Elections Chair Della Brulette.
She got voted in, and she actually has experience with different delegations throughout Southeast. She was a delegate when she lived in Seattle, and I think that she'll bring a lot to the community.
She believes the trio of Barry, who is Chilkoot Indian Association Administrator, Hotch, a member of the CIA Council, paired with Lekanoff's region-wide experience, is a good layout for Central Council's local membership. She says the council has been interested in more involvement from local groups in recent years.
I don't know if that's the correct word, rebuilding, but getting these organizations back being active and being more involved with Central Council.
Polls were open Thursday at the Haines A&B Hall, and Skagway members cast votes through absentee ballot. Only a percentage of the 500 council members in the area are of voting age, and many of them are not full-time local residents. Skagway returned more than half of the 30 absentee ballots they received from the Elections Committee. Brulette calls that good turnout.
Haines, it's usually the usual people that vote in all elections. But I'd like to see more. They didn't come in droves, but they trickled in all day up until closing, so that wasn't too bad.
Brulette has served as the elections chair for almost 10 years. In that time, Alaska Natives statewide were credited with wielding a lot of voting power in the historic re-election of Senator Lisa Murkowski in 2010. However, Brulette says voter turnout among Native members here hasn't been as stable as she'd like to see.
We get the same people. It's not only just this election, it's with all elections like Tlingit and Haida, Grand Camp, Ambi, Annis. Just kind of like to see, and I see more interest in people who say they want to see a change and they want to be involved.
Motivating the young voters to become involved in elections has been a difficult task addressed by other tribal groups, such as Sea Alaska. Brulette says the local Central Council membership shares that challenge of appealing to young members, too.
There's a few of them. But there's a lot of them that we could get, target more. I think it's probably educating more people, and the ones that are who want to be involved, get them involved.
The next local tribal election is in May. It's to elect tribal council members for Haines Area's Chilkoot Indian Association. Two seats are up for election on the 7-member council. Those seats are currently held by Jack Smith Sr. and Tim Ackerman, who filled the seat vacated early by Pat Philpott. That election will be held May 10th. CIA will mail out election notices to advise membership about the upcoming nomination process for those seats. The Alaska Redistricting Board last year approved an election boundary plan that shrunk Southeast's power in the legislature. The Supreme Court last week rejected that plan, sending it back to the board for more work. But those watching the process say the region is less likely to see changes than some other parts of the state. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The redistricting plan drawn up last year took away most of Albert Kukesh's widespread Senate district. If it stands, the Angoon Democrat will face off against another powerful incumbent, so of course he'd like to see new, more favorable boundaries.
I wish that would happen, but I just don't think that it will because of the numbers in Southeast Alaska are just too low. The population numbers are just too low, and I don't think there's any hope out there if the redistricting plan would include my old district.
Southeast lost two of its 8 legislative seats under that plan. It left 4 of the region's incumbents fighting for 2 legislative seats. The Alaska Supreme Court last week ordered the redistricting board to take another look at boundaries it set for the state's 40 House and 20 Senate seats. The court concluded parts of the plan conflict with the state constitution. It ruled federal Voting Rights Act requirements protecting Native influence districts carried too much weight in deliberations. Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford says it's unclear what will happen to the current plan, but he says the panhandle has not been a flashpoint for debate.
I can tell you that there weren't any districts in the Southeast that we were saying we had to draw it this way because of the Voting Rights Act. And so I think it would probably be less likely that Southeast would be significantly changed.
The board will begin meeting March 26th to reconsider its redistricting plan. That document put Kukesh in the same Senate district as Sitka Republican Bert Stedman. The boundaries include about three-quarters of Stedman's current constituents and only a quarter of Kukesh's. The plan also created an incumbent matchup in the House. Republicans Peggy Wilson of Wrangell and Kyle Johansson of Ketchikan face off in a district that is mostly Johansson's. Wilson says that's a difficult situation.
Well, it's just easier if you're going to be campaigning in an area where everybody knows you. That's definitely a much easier situation to deal with, but I'll just continue doing what I always do, you know, knock on doors and talk to people and let the chips fall where they may.
The redistricting board is working on a deadline. June 1st is the last day lawmakers and their challengers can put their names on the ballot. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Gardeners are gathering in the Northern Lynn Canal to plan their plots and plant their pots for the upcoming growing season. A gardening club is reestablishing in Skagway, emboldening the town's title as the Garden City. Their next meeting is Wednesday.
The history of gardening in Skagway is amazing.
Wendy Anderson is one of the people now involved in the Skagway Garden Club.
Back during the gold rush, there were some amazing gardens that occurred up until, well, currently. You know, Charlotte Jewell has an amazing garden going on down there at the north end of town, and then there are a lot of people who are just doing small projects in their own backyards. So, yeah, it's definitely alive and well, the Garden City of Alaska.
Charlotte Jewell formed the Garden Club decades ago, and it's been active off and on over the years. Dorothy Brady initiated various community gardening projects, and now a woman who helped Jewell start a community-supported agriculture project in Skagway is stepping in.
Now Emily Willis has gotten involved and would like to reinvigorate the program and get more people involved, especially since more people are looking at community gardening and sustainable agriculture. There seems to be quite the resurgence of interest these days.
Wednesday's meeting at 6:15 p.m. at the Skagway Library follows an earlier organizational meeting. This one, Anderson says, will focus on what projects the people of Skagway would like to see the Garden Club do.
Emily is very interested in doing a community garden project, which actually Dorothy Brady started a few years back at the north end of the school. And so we're basically inviting everyone in the community who is interested in gardening or sustainable agriculture to come and, you know, see what they would like to see the Garden Club be and see what projects we will pursue from there.
And that includes gardeners of all ability and commitment levels. Anderson explains that the club already lists members with a variety of knowledge.
At our last meeting, we went around the room, and there, I think, were, of the dozen people seated there, there were probably six who were master gardeners. And then there's also people like myself who, I call myself a Darwinistic gardener of, you know, I put it in the ground, and it's survival of the fittest after that. It's a great place to go to find resources for information, and, you know, anyone who is someone like a master gardener like Emily or like Charlotte Jewell, all the way down to people who are just starting out and just want to get some pointers.
The Skagway Gardening Club meets Wednesday, March 21st at 6:15 p.m. at the Skagway Library. In Haines, there's a plant seed exchange on Thursday night at the public library. If you've ever planted your garden and wondered what you were going to do with all the extra seeds in the packet, or if you only want to buy a few seeds, the exchange is designed to bring those seed needs together. Also, there'll be gardeners present with their own seeds kept from crops that have done well locally. The Haines Seed Exchange is Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Haines Library. People can bring seeds if they have them and should bring small amounts of money if they want seeds. Klukwan Masters and Haines Merchants will play in the gold medal basketball semifinals Thursday. Those games will air on KHNS at 7:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on March 22nd. At least 3 out of 4 local teams are still in the running for gold medal basketball championships, with Clukwan Masters and Haynes Merchants in the winner's bracket holding the most hope for the Chilkat Valley. Clukwan Masters defeated Hoonah 94-73 on Tuesday afternoon, advancing the local team to the semifinals Thursday night. It was a good sign for the Chilkat players, beating last year's tournament winners. Their opponent is still undetermined, but will be either Sitka or Yakutat. Yakutat took second in the 2011 tournament. In the B bracket, Haynes Merchants will face Heidelberg at 7:30 p.m. Thursday for a chance to play in the championship game. The Merchants took on Heidelberg last year in the semifinals, beating them by 9 points. This year, the local team took down Angoon 83-58 Monday evening. Tyler Swinton scored a game-high 21 points for Haynes. Harry Reitz brought in 10, Ben Egolf 8, Ryan Olson 7, Orion Falvey 6, Norman Zura 5, Michael Ganey 3, James Hart, and Chris Dixon 2 each. Clukwan B team at the time of this report was awaiting an elimination game against Cake. The Clukwan C team at the time of this report was awaiting an announcement of their next rival. They play either Juno Philcom or Angoon in an elimination game Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Gold medal semifinal games with local teams will air Thursday night. Haynes Merchants play Heidelberg at 7:30 p.m. and Clukwan Masters play at 9 p.m. Teams from all over Southeast participate in the popular Lions Club-sponsored tournament, which runs through Saturday at the Juno Douglas High School gym. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.